USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler from New York said that former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report presents very substantial evidence that President Donald Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Speaking with Fox News Sunday ahead of Mueller's anticipated congressional testimony on Wednesday, Nadler added that we have to let Mueller present the facts to the American people and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable. No administration can be above the law. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff from California said he wants Mueller to bring his report to life during the testimony, explaining it to Americans who have not yet read it. And the British Open, the final major of the year, was won by Shane Lowry at 15-under. Tommy Fleetwood finished second at 9-under. Tony Finau at 7-under. And tied for fourth, Westwood and Koepka at 6-under. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
According to the United States military, a Venezuelan fighter aircraft recently made an unsafe approach to U.S. Navy aircraft flying in international airspace. More on this story from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The U.S. Southern Command issued a statement that the Russian-made aircraft aggressively shadowed a U.S. Navy aircraft conducting a detection and monitoring mission over the Caribbean Sea at an unsafe distance. The encounter occurred on Friday, the day the Trump administration announced it was imposing sanctions on four top officials in Venezuela's military counterintelligence agency. In a statement published by Venezuela's government, their armed forces said they rejected the incursion of a U.S. reconnaissance and intelligence aircraft in the flight area surrounding Caracas, saying it posed a risk to other planes around their airport. The statement said the two Venezuelan fighter jets intercepted the aircraft and it was escorted out of Venezuela's airspace. The planes did not collide and no one was hurt. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is your USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two top Trump administration officials are abroad talking trade. USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Tokyo discussing trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teens behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of eighth graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months. Haley Hardcastle is an 18-year-old from suburban Sherwood who introduced the bill along with other student leaders. She says it changes the stigma around mental health and encourages kids to be honest with their parents if they're struggling. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.